The fifth quarter.
Buzz, I know obviously under COVID protocols you can't go into the rooms, but if that mic can get somewhere near the rooms and we can get a
I'll do my best, Kingy.
Rendition of the St. Joseph's song, and if you could ask somebody just to keep it a little less fruity than Colac a couple of weeks ago, would be much appreciated. 13-19-97, St. Joseph's, South Bowen, 8-11-59. Joey's a 69-point loss, so they've made up some of that for and against from last week. South now will prepare for a trip to Colac. They've got a tough run next 3 weeks, South. Colac at Colac, Newtown at Elderslie, St Mary's back here, ooh, and McDonald Reserve. So probably three finalists, well, definitely three finalists from 2019 and probably three finalists from 2021 right there. Joey's, we've got a cracker next Saturday afternoon against Newtown. Always a big game between the near neighbours. Autumn's separated by Autumn Street and the Milk Bar.
Milk Bar Cup.
Well, the old cement cup for the old timers.
Yeah, exactly right.
I think this might be the first game not played in the shadow of the cement stacks.
Because they only went last year, didn't they?
Yeah. So that have always been a figure that's loomed large over that game, the cement stacks at the end of Autumn Street, and they won't be there. So let's see if we can pick up the song. Oh, no, we've been cut off. They then roll into It's a Grand Old Flag.
They do.
At St. Joseph's, yep, actually sing two songs.
They do, right through the club.
So I'm not sure whether Buzz has pulled out early because he's gone as a South Bowen man himself. He didn't want to hear both songs, so just
like
rubbing it in.
Last week or the Colac version of a song.
We lost your Buzz.
Sorry, mates. Apologies. Yes, they did roll into the Grand Old Flag. Just caught the end of it.
It's all right. We'll let you do your best work down there. St. Joseph's with a win on Anzac Day, their 13th consecutive victory over South Barwon, dating back to Anzac Day 2004. So they really do have a hold over the men from McDonald Reserve. 13-19-97. South Barwon 8-11-59. Just having a look at the goal kickers for St. Joseph's for this afternoon for Cam Tudor in a fantastic Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head matchup with Jay Lever. There were two for Kieran Pallier, despite coming off with what we thought was another serious knee injury earlier in the game. It was only a knock, and he thankfully got back out onto the ground and continued to play. And there were singles for Kerris, Hickey, Gow, Heinz, Mitchell, who went off early with a groin issue. So that's one of the downers from this one for St. Joseph's. Jack Mullen and also Luke Webb, who was outstanding across halfback this afternoon. The TAC stats tracker is going to be very interesting reading for Luke Webb. The rebound 50 number will be very high, I suspect. Goal kickers for South Barwon in the end, out of their eight, there was four for Andrew Bosley, the leading goal kicker, of course, from season 2019. He kicked three on Anzac Day in 2019, so they seem to agree with him. And their singles for Caldo, Redillon, Peters and Siddle. When Matty Caldo goal to make the margin 1 point early in the last quarter, I thought we were going to get a real ball game, but from then Joey's dominated, kicking the last six of the contest, Kirsch.
Yeah, well, we called it early. I said if Joey's kicked that first one within the first couple of minutes, then it'll break the camel's back. But the opposite happened, and South Bowen really got on top in that early quarter, or the early part of the last quarter, and we had an exciting game on our hands. And then obviously St. Joseph's just started to get on top a little bit. I did write here that early on in that contest, when Walsh come off, the Grandy went in the ruck, and the dominance of Davis in their midfield started to really get on top and influence. So it was quite noticeable when that Walsh went off and Davis stayed in the ruck, who did ruck majority of the day, that's when South Barwon's midfield did get on top. Maybe something for them to look at down the track. Featherston, I saw, was back yesterday and got best on ground in the twos. So whether he comes in as that extra ruck going forward. But, it was a great game of footy.
Does Featherston provide them with that extra tall target as well? Or are you happy to go with Tudor and De Grandy right now?
Well, I don't think you get Mitchell, obviously, back for a while with his injury and with Geelong VFL commitment. So he may be that extra target down forward and pinch it in the ruck, and De Grandi's that also. So he might have a few other options.
I obviously thought three tools were okay because they
correct.
Had Mitchell as well.
Yeah,
so
exactly
that
right.
Looks like the look that they might be having forward
yep.
anyway. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
South Barwon, hopefully we'll get some back in coming weeks. Obviously really missed Jonty Broughton today, I thought. Would be one player that'd be keen to see. And Lusby's another one too in the midfield.
He's a quality midfielder. Yep. Yeah.
And O'Neill's played some good GFL footy as well. So they won't be upset with what they obviously got with what replaced them. Bosley yep. was very good. Carrick is going to be
a good
player.
Yeah.
And O'Dwyer probably might take some time to find his feet. O'Dwyer, he just a couple of times just off the pace a little bit today.
But he's around it. He got involved and had some influence at times. So, I think they're in good shape, South Barwon, moving forward. The fifth quarter.